Welcome to another inspirational message from Church on the Rock Powell. Thank you for listening. And if you would like more information, you can visit us at www.therockchurch.co.za.
Welcome to 2023, man. If this is the first time this year you're tuning in, I want to say a big welcome. And I love the beginning of a new year. And can you believe that it's the second Sunday already? And I hope you're all enjoying your holidays. If you've gone on holiday, if not, I hope you've had a good rest so far. But one of the things I love about a new year is that everything seems so fresh. There's so many new possibilities waiting for us. We have new expectations, especially now for 2023. Maybe it's things that we put off in the past year, or maybe we're making new plans with all these new expectations that we have. I want you to remember something. Our expectation is an invitation for God to move. And what is a new year? You see, a new year is that one moment in time from midnight to the 1 minute past 12, where all of a sudden it's a brand new day, it's a brand new year, we've got brand new possibilities. And for some of us, we want a thinner self, some of us want a fitter self, a new job, new friends. The list can go on. Maybe it's just what you wanting to get out of that financial difficulty that you're in at the moment. And we've so many of us that we've got lists and lists and lists of things that we are expecting for 2023. And I know we are believing God for an amazing year ahead. I know I am. And I'm looking forward to what God's going to do. And our hearts are ready for it. You see, our New Year's resolutions have already been written down, and there's an expectation in the air already. And let's not forget, last year was a big year. We said we are going to believe for it. And boy, did we see so much happen last year. We saw blessings come in, miracles happen, prayer requests answered. We saw our doors to our Wellington campus reopen. Come on. And yes, there were challenges as well. Yes, stuff happened. Different things happened to different people, and we had to face it. But through everything, and I mean everything, we can say God was amazingly good. He was absolutely awesome. And we had to walk through it. We had to do the journey of 2022. And this year is going to be no different. What are you trusting for? You know something? God is never afraid of us trusting Him for big things. In fact, the Bible is full of people who trusted for big things. And I mean like huge things. Let's look at Abraham. See, he was trusting for a child because God had given him a promise, but he was really old. So obviously he had to go, God, like, you need to come through with this one. Daniel, I can promise you in the Bible, he was trusting God that those lions would not eat him as soon as he was thrown into that lion pit. We got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who had that even if kind of faith, but they were trusting God that they wouldn't be burnt up in the fire. And what about Esther? You see, she had to go before the king to save a nation, and I can promise you, she was trusting God that she would not be killed as she presented herself before him unannounced, because that was the custom of the day. But I think one of the biggest was definitely Joshua. You see, Joshua was audacious, he was bold, he was daring, and he was brave. And when it came to trusting God and asking for something, he didn't go small with his ask, he went big. And I mean like audaciously big. But before we dive into the story, you need to know God actually started this whole story in Joshua 10:8. And God gives Joshua a promise that he's going to give Joshua's enemies over to Joshua. And it says in verse 8, it says, "The Lord said to Joshua, 'Do not be afraid of them. I have given them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you.'" Imagine God saying something like that to you today. Man, that would be awesome. But you see, Joshua goes off. He still had to fight some battles. And one day while he was fighting, Joshua realized that they needed daylight to win. Like if the nighttime came, they were going to get overrun. They were going to lose a battle. And so he prayed probably the most audacious prayer ever prayed. And he said to God, he prayed to God that the sun would stand still. And if we look at the other prayers that I read earlier, for some of us, we can end up putting human logic to the reasoning why it turned out the way that it did. You see, like with the lions for Daniel, maybe the lions that day, like somebody had fed them and they weren't hungry. For King Xerxes, maybe he was in a good mood. And so when Esther came forward, like he was in a great mood, so it happened. But sun stand still? Man, only God can answer a prayer like that. It seems impossible to even ask for something like that. But it did. And it stood still. And we read that in Joshua 10, verse 12. And it says this: on the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, sun stand still over Gibeon, and you, moon, over the valley of Ajalon. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself on its enemies. As it is written in the book of Jashar, the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There has never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a human being. Surely the Lord is fighting for Israel. Come on, that is awesome right there. So here's the challenge that we can take from this, that we can take from this verse and apply it to our new year, to put it into action into 2023. So the first point is, number one, we mustn't be afraid to ask God for big things. See, it's biblical to dream, to grow, to expand, to develop our gifts and our talents that God has given us, to use them for good purposes, not to do nothing with them. You see, we see this in the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. Jesus talks about not using what you have, and this is what God thinks about that in verse 24 of Matthew 25. It says, the servant given 1,000 said, Master, I know you have high standards and hate careless ways, that you demand the best and make no allowance for error. I was afraid I might disappoint you, so I found a good hiding place and secured your money. Here it is, safe and sound, down to the last cent. Now, this is what Jesus speaking, this is what he says in verse 26, and this is what Jesus and God thinks about. The master was furious. That's a terrible way to live. It's criminal to live cautiously like that. If you knew I was after the best, why did you do less than the least? The least you could have done would have been to invest the sum with a banker. Here at least you have gotten a little interest. And this is what he goes on to say. It says, take the 1,000 and give it to the one who risked the most. And get rid of this, play it safe, who won't go out on a limb, throw him out into utter darkness. You're probably going, yeah, that's a bit harsh, but these are the words of Jesus right here. I never said it. Jesus was speaking. He was the one telling this parable. Now, I know in the past, we as a church, we prayed some big prayers. We prayed prayers of, like, God, establish us in this valley, because we are an English-speaking Pentecostal church, and God has come through in an incredible way. We've prayed prayers of, God, please, can we have a campus in Wellington? We can't afford it. We don't know how we're going to do it. But now look what we have. And this past year, we reopened our doors. How awesome is that? We've prayed prayers, God, heal Mark, our senior pastor. And man, what a testimony we can now share, because God came through. And you can add your own stories from your past, or your friend's past, or your family's past. You see, these are the stories that happen in our world, that happen in your world, that happen in mine, where that just remind us and remind you of God's power and goodness, and that He can come through in any situation, no matter how impossible it may seem. But if you don't have any stories like that in your world, you can just open up your Bible and you can read. There are so many stories of God coming through and revealing His power to His people in incredible ways. So dream big. Ask big asks. Do big things. And the second thing that we can bring into 2023 is, although God promises a victory, Joshua still had to fight the battle. So go and fight your battles. Joshua really needed the sun to stand still so that he and his men could continue fighting. Not just so that the sun could stand still and be like, cool, the sun's standing still now, we've won it, we can sit back and relax. No, he needed the sun to stand still so that he could continue fighting, so that he could win the battle. And even when he had the promise, God had given him the promise, he still had to march all night, he still had to march, he still had to fight. And sometimes fighting for a promise is exhausting. But when it's all said and done, when the dust is settled, we can be so glad that we did. See, David writes in Psalm 18, verse 29, it says, "With you as my strength, I can crush an enemy horde, advancing through every stronghold that stands in front of me." I love that. I think so many of us ask for big things, and then we want to sit back and expect God to do everything. But we need to do what only we can do and leave the things that we can't do up to God. I've got a saying that I love to say, it's, you do your best and trust God to do the rest. So, do you pray? Do you read God's word and apply it to your life? Do you declare his promises over your life, over the situations? Do you connect with the right kind of people? Do you speak faith into the situation, or do you only see the problem, not the promise? Do you trust God? See, do we really believe that he can do it? These are the things that we can do. These are the things that we can put our best into these areas. And you can start doing them today if you've never started already. The third thing is, don't hold on to your feelings. Hold on to your faith. Have you noticed that sometimes when we pray for things, it seems like it gets a lot worse? It seems like the world spins out of control. We don't always feel so good. And there's an amazing story in the Bible, in Mark 5, which is about Jairus and his daughter. You see, as a synagogue leader, it must have taken him a lot for him to go and even talk to Jesus, especially at that time when he was being told as a synagogue leader to denounce the teachings of Jesus. So it took a lot of faith, it took a lot of courage. And we find the story in Mark 5 verse 22. It says, "And then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, 'My daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so she will be healed and live.' So Jesus went with him." I love that right there. Jesus went with him. And when he gets the word that she, later on, the servants come and he gets a word that she has died. It's taken a turn for the worst. He is with Jesus. He is in the presence of Jesus. He's in the right place. But still, he's asked God for healing and she has died. It's got worse. But let's read what happens. And let's jump to verse 35 because I love this. It says, "While Jesus was still speaking, some of the people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. 'Your daughter is dead,' they said. 'Why bother the teacher anymore?' Overhearing what they said," I love that. "Overhearing what they said, Jesus told them, 'Don't be afraid, just believe.'" Some of you need to know this. Like, no matter what, it seems like Jesus might be doing something else, like Jesus was still talking to the crowd, but he still cared enough to overhear what was being said to Jairus. And at times like this, when things seem to be going for the worse, the enemy will come and say, "Why bother? Just give up. It's too late. It's not worth it." But I love God's response. When it all seems impossible, he says, "Don't be afraid, just believe." We see a miracle after this take place in verse 41. He says, "He took her by the hand," this is Jesus now, "and said to her, 'Talitha kum,' which means, 'Little girl, I say to you, get up.' Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. We don't have to understand in order to believe and obey. We don't have to understand how God's going to come through, because sometimes we cannot comprehend that. We just need to ask God for big things, and we need to believe Him and trust that He will come through in the way that only He can. Ephesians 3:20 says this in the Passion Translation: never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than our greatest requests, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for His miraculous power constantly energizes you. In this year ahead, may you dream big. May you ask big asks with God. It does not scare Him. And may God show you how mighty He is. And may you be faithful to Him and honor Him in every area of your life. Let's pray quick. God, thank you that you are a good, good Father, that you love us so much, that you want to see us dream big and live big dreams and live big lives and blessed lives. Thank you that we can stand on your word to help us remember your goodness and your greatness. Thank you that Ephesians 3:20 reminds us how big you are, that even if we dream so big, you are even bigger than that. God, give us boldness to go into this year and ask for big things, to step out in faith and make you the center of our lives this year, this 2023. In Jesus' name, amen. Just stay in an attitude of prayer wherever you are right now. Today I'm talking about the big ask. But something inside of you said you first need to ask God into your life. And you've never done that before. But something inside of you says, man, I've got to invite Him into my life and have Him Lord of my life. Maybe you're just wanting to ask Him back into your life and have Him Lord of your life again and recommit your life to Him today. Today you can. And it all starts with a relationship when you invite Him in. So if that's you, this is your moment. See, the Bible says in Romans 10:9, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. It's that simple. But we overcomplicate it. We just need to invite Jesus in and declare with our mouth and believe within our hearts. And if that is you today, I want you to pray this simple prayer with me. This is declaring it with your mouth. And it goes like this. Just repeat it after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I need you. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I believe you died for me. I believe God raised you from the dead. Thank you for saving me. I confess you as Lord. I confess you as Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to say welcome to the start of the rest of your life. And let's remember to not be afraid to ask God for big things. And let God be God in those situations. But until we see you again next week, why don't you, know the saying that we do it. We don't just say it for fun, because we actually expect you to go out and do this. And it is share hope, show kindness, and shine Jesus.